news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center runs the controls, makes sure the archives are working, and takes good care of us. So we very much appreciate his hard work as our producer this morning. On the news line with us now, Sarah Kelly. We've talked to her dozens of times about the Lewisburg Arts Council and the many things going on up in the Lewisburg area when it comes to arts and music and activities and entertainment, and she's on the news line. She's a board member of the Lewisburg Arts Council. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. Great to talk to you.
Well, let's start out with first things first. The Music in the Park series is continuing. So if folks aren't familiar with these great concerts that fill up Hufnagle Park with people, tell us about these musical offerings every Wednesday.
I really love the Music in the Park series. We've been doing this for almost 25 years. Well, we and the borough of Lewisburg, I should say. And it's such a great way to get to experience all different kinds of music, and there's no cost. No cover charge, no ticket price, no nothing, and it happens rain or shine. And I also really like that the entertainment committee tries really hard to find a variety of music. So if Latin and pop was not your thing, but maybe 70s pop is, come this week to hear Brian and Fred do duets like Simon and Garfunkel. And if that isn't it, then next week is a swing band, and then jazz, and then Celtic, and yeah, it's like that. Every week it's a little bit different.
All right. Now, the season concludes with the Lewisburg High School Marching Band, so that if you want to just hear some homegrown talent, I think we'll have to step back a little bit. Someone is likely to say, okay, it's free. Where does the money come from to pay these artists? Let's step back a bit and give me the 30-second description of the Lewisburg Arts Council.
Well, the Arts Council is an organization it's an all-volunteer organization that tries to bring the arts to the community and give artists of all kinds a chance to practice their art. And we raise money through memberships and through events, and in this case, through a foundation grant from the Woodcock Foundation for the Appreciation of the Arts. We could not do it without them. But you're right, it does cost a lot of money, and we are trying to we have created an endowment for Friends of Music in the Park, which we hope will eventually have enough money to pay us interest every year, and that will cover Music in the Park every year so that we don't have to keep writing grants, we don't have to keep asking people for it, but we want to make it free with no admission of any kind. So we're trying to do a lot of things to raise money for the endowment.
And you have some sponsors along the way as well that kind of jump on sort of on an annual basis, less of a long-term situation. Are there sponsors for the Music in the Park?
There are a couple of individual sponsors for Music in the Park this year. Citizens Electric is sponsoring the Lewisburg Marching Band, and Mike Sildeal helped sponsor the Penn Central Wind Band this year because that's our most expensive concert. So it was really nice to have some additional help from local businesses.
Good. Well, thank them. Patronize them. Use the electricity if you're ever in the Lewisburg area and pay
for
it. And same with Mike Sildeal. So we'll put in a good plug for them. All right. We always talk to you when the Lewisburg Arts Council is having the celebration of the arts in the spring. We know the Photography Club and the Artists Guild and Stroll Through the Arts and Sidewalk Chalk is coming up. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention closely to the goings-on in Lewisburg. Okay. But you have a celebration, 50 years of arts. So tell us how we'll observe that.
Yeah, so we've been trying to do a lot of things for our 50th anniversary. And probably the most visible has been our T-shirts that you can buy. But what I'm really excited about this year is that we are doing a music festival, a day-long music festival, the end of August, August 24th, to celebrate not just the 50th anniversary of the Arts Council, but the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. I think that's making a lot of people feel old. Oh my gosh, Woodstock, 50 years ago.
Well, you weren't even born yet, so don't worry about it.
All those great memories and all that great music that people still love. I mean, it may be 50 years ago, but I would bet even a lot of kids will recognize a lot of the music.
Well, you weren't even born yet, so don't you worry about the 50-year feeling old.
Nice. Thank you, but yes, I was.
Okay. Maybe an infant, and that's all we'll say about that. Do you have some musicians lined up on that Saturday?
We do. The whole festival goes from 11 to 6, and we did not promise a mud pit. We'll have just... it's going to be just a lot of fun all day long without all of the... more controversial parts of Woodstock, I guess. and we have live music from 11:30 to 5:30 straight through. The main band, I guess you'd think about it, would be the Folk Justice Band. We will have two very long sets with, and I get to sing with them for a couple of songs. I'm really excited to be able to channel my Jefferson Airplane for the band. But it'll start with, just like Woodstock, which I didn't know, Woodstock started with folk music. The whole festival started with folk music. So we're doing the same thing, and a band called Ruby Throated Sparrow is going to be doing an hour of all of the more folky kind of music that was performed for Woodstock. And in between the two Folk Justice Band sets, then the Becky Blue Band will come in to do an entire set of Janis Joplin songs.
Okay, and
so I think it'll be great fun.
Other performers?
The band has a couple of other guests that they might be bringing in, but they have a pretty amazing lineup. I just last night got the tentative playlist, and they're going to be music from the Grateful Dead, The Who, Santana, The Band, Jefferson Airplane, Jimi Hendrix, Joe Cocker, Richie Havens. There was Canned Heat. Quite a wide variety. And The Who. I had no idea The Who was at Woodstock.
I guess I was too young at the time. I, like you, was an infant, so we'll just leave it at that. But
right.
So this is Lewis Stock, and where is it going to be?
It's in Huffnagel Park in downtown Lewisburg, and it, again, is free to the public. Bring your chairs, bring your blankets, come and enjoy it like an outdoor music festival. But we also will have vendors. We're working on getting food vendors. I already know we have grilled cheese and cookies, so I am totally happy.
okay.
There are going to be service vendors. There are going to be some retail vendors. We're working on a little bit of yoga practice, face painting, other kinds of activities that are related to Woodstock, the theme of Woodstock, and 50 years of peace, art, and music, as our logo says.
Right, 50 years of peace, art, and music, and that is on
right.
The Arts Council T-shirt?
That will be on the, what we're hoping to do is bandanas, especially for Lewis Stock. Tie-dye bandanas, that's about as iconic as you can get.
All right, and can you still buy the 50th anniversary T-shirt anywhere?
You can buy the T-shirt. If you look at our website, that's got information about it, but they're available every Wednesday night at Music in the Park. So come by the Lewisburg Arts Council tent and pick up your 50th anniversary. They're great black T-shirts with a big gold 50 in the middle. They're really beautifully done.
All right, and to attend Lewis Stock, you don't need to make a reservation or anything. Just make sure your calendar is clear on August 24th, 11 to 6 in Huffnagel Park. There'll be vendors there, so you don't have to bring anything except a lawn chair. And even if you don't, there's a limited number of hill seating and some benches there, so that'll take care of folks. I would imagine that there's a real sense of excitement. This is kind of a great pivot point in the life of the Arts Council this year.
Yeah, it's something different that we have done before. We've done an arts festival that includes music, but it has never focused on music. And just the idea of being able to partner with a community group like the Folk Justice Band to pull something off like this is pretty fun. And you'll be hearing more about it. Sunbury Broadcasting is one of our partners this year, and we are really thrilled to have that happening.
Well, good. We're going to look forward to having you back in the studio. You can come up here and you'll be on WKOK and 94KX. So we'll definitely get that going. LewisburgArtsCouncil.com. The full details aren't there yet, but they are on the Lewisburg Arts Council's Facebook page. So in case you want to just check out a couple of more details. But really, this is the bottom line. Lewis Stock, Hufnagel Park, 11 to 6 on August 24th. LewisburgArtsCouncil.com, and on their Facebook page is where you'll find out. They got a special singer, Sarah Kelly, right? It's going to be, so that'll be great. So we are definitely going to look forward to that. But Folk Justice Band, Becky Blue, Ruby Throated Sparrow among the artists, and there'll be others added along the way, so definitely
right.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, more information coming on our Facebook page as we keep adding things.
If I happen to be a vendor or a food trucker or something like that, I should go ahead and contact you. You got spaces left?
Yes, we do, and they can use my own personal Arts Council address, which is Sarah, S-A-R-A, at LewisburgArtsCouncil.com.
All right, we'll have them get in contact with you. I'm sure there's some food trucks and that sort of thing out there that might have the 24th free for some sort of a vending opportunity. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for the Lewisburg Music in the Park update and the Lewis Stock information. We're going to mark the calendar, and then, of course, we'll see you here in person as the event nears. Thank you so much for checking in.
And thanks, Mark, for having me on. I appreciate it, and hope to see everybody in just a month.
All right. Oh, that's true. Yeah, 1 month from tomorrow. All right. Thank you so much. That is Sarah Kelly. She's a board member of the Lewisburg Arts Council, former chair or president of the Lewisburg Arts Council, talking about Lewis Stock on August 24th, Music in the Park. That continues all the details about everything we discussed at LewisburgArtsCouncil.com.